During the week, there was great celebration in India because they joined the group of countries that has successfully now landed a probe on the moon, which is an extraordinary achievement, particularly with the failures of the Russian probe as well. But as we spend more and more money on exploration of space, it also seems that we're more and more interested in exploring our inner life and our inner world. Like if you do an internet search on questions around our identity, questions around living well, you know, you get millions and millions of hits for TV series, for podcasts, for exercise programs, for new diets, for ways to improve your ability just to be mindful of your presence. And all those things are really good. All those things are excellent, you know, senses of what it means to ask and seek this question: who am I? What do I mean to someone else? And one of the things that we discover when we begin to do that work, when we begin to open ourselves to these realities and to these possibilities, is we begin to see, you know, the thing that I want to be, the person that I want to be, the dream that I have about where my life should be, and then the reality of where I am now, the reality of where I'm actually existing. And in between the dream, the ideal, the vision, and the reality is this gap. There is this space that exists between the ideal and the reality. You know, I'm reminded of the announcement you get on the London Underground to mind the gap. That gap is sometimes feels extraordinary. It feels enormous, that we're never going to be able to cross that gap between the ideal, the dream, and the reality. But I think the gap actually represents a space for God, a place where God is able to offer an insight, where God is able to provide an answer for us. Because if we had all of our lives together, if we had all of our stuff together, you know, we wouldn't necessarily need God, because we'd be able to reach that human perfection ourselves. And when we don't, when we can't, when there is that recognition of the gap, and if you want another kind of word for it, it's an experience of liminality. It's an experience of being in between where we want to be and where we are now. It's a little bit like, you know, being at an airport terminal. I don't think anyone actually wants to be in the terminal. We want to be at the destination. We want to be at the place where we're going for that holiday, for that experience, to meet our friends or family. The terminal is that space of liminality, that space of the in-between, the place you have to go through. You have to experience that in order to get to your destination. But the destination is the object. And it's a question that this gospel, I think, poses to us. When Jesus asks this question of his disciples, who do you say that I am? Who do people say that I am? It's not like he's having, we might say, an existential crisis, you know, trying to ponder the reality of who he is and what's going on in his own life. I don't think he's really kind of exploring the gap that he might have experienced as well in his life. But I think what is happening is this invitation for us to really ponder, where am I in this situation? Where am I in this space? How much room am I allowing for God to be present? Because it's to the extent that we recognize that gap, to the extent that we realize that we're living in that in-between space between where I want to be and where I am now, that it's in that space that I can begin to answer this question. Peter gives a beautiful and wonderful answer to the question today when he says, you are the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, the Son of God. But is that the only answer to that question that he ever offered? I don't think so. You know, when he was just dragged out of the water after he was sinking, that we heard from a couple of weeks ago, I'm sure that Peter in that moment would have had a very different answer to that question. When they'd made it safely onto the shore later that day, he would have had a very different answer to that question. after Peter had denied Jesus three times during the Passion, when he'd asked that question, "Who do you say I am?" He just denied him. So there would be a very different answer to that question. Our answers can change. Sometimes it will be just the way that we learnt as children. We will respond in ways and categories that our teachers and our parents faithfully instructed us in. And that's fine. But this question is so much deeper than any of those categories can ever provide a final answer to. The gap that we experience, this experience of liminality, this in-between space that we find ourselves in, is a place where we can ponder who we are and how we relate and connect with God. God is always inviting. God will always accept the answers to the questions that we offer, but he's always inviting us to go deeper, to go more personal, to go into that space where we are uncomfortable at times, where it doesn't feel natural and normal and good and easy, but it's in that space. It's in that experience that God is able to be there. To the extent that I know my weakness, to the extent that I know that I don't have all the answers to the questions that I'm facing, it's in that space that I can cry out to God. If you don't have a good answer to that question today, if Jesus was to stand before you and say, "Well, what about you? Who do you say that I am?" And you don't have a beautifully formulated answer to that question, that is so totally fine. As long as in the depths of our heart, in the depths of our being, we are prepared to at least attempt an answer. Will it be the same answer that I gave 5 years ago? Hopefully not, because we've changed. And hopefully we've moved. And hopefully we've suffered. And hopefully we've learned to love. And hopefully we've learned to forgive. And hopefully we've experienced and encountered grace along the way. And through all of that, we're challenged to go deeper into this question. Because the only answer that we can ever offer to the Lord is a question about my response as heart speaks to heart, as I open myself in this space, in this moment of grace, to let Jesus invite me more deeply into that encounter. So today, every one of us is challenged to offer an answer to that question. Probably won't be the same as the person sitting next to you. Won't necessarily be a simple system or a simple formula, but it's about our hearts and about our offer to the God of all creation, the God of love who created us, who called us into being, who saved us, and today is inviting us more fully into this experience of encountering the living God.